May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. First, I want to welcome our friends from Craig Halton. We are glad y'all are here with us today, and the rest of us will hear some more about them and the work they do and how important they are to our lives in a few minutes. In today's lessons, we start off with the Old Testament, where we hear the story of a widow whose son dies and Elijah brings him back to life. God, through God's power, brings him back to life. We hear the same thing in the gospel today about the widow of Nain whose son dies and Jesus, through God's power, brings this child back to life. Now, that in and of itself is pretty special, especially if you think that somebody actually was dead. Now, a lot of ink has been spilt, people trying to say, well, you know, these people really weren't dead. They were just really sick. And Jesus did something, Elisha did something, and they sort of appeared to come back. But the point of this whole story is that God can do whatever God wants to do. And more often than not, God can work miracles. God can do things in the midst of that which seems absolutely impossible. So here we have two people dead. The expectation is that they will stay dead, but God in His power breathes new life into them. Now, does anybody know somebody else that was raised from the dead? Anybody? Lazarus? Jesus? Yes. There's an ongoing story here that for God, things that seem impossible are possible. So, not just with lives that appear to be dead, but in relationships, in friendships, in anything that we encounter, God is able to help us live again. So, if we have a bad relationship, God can help heal that relationship and make it new. If we are in a situation where things seem overwhelming, when we seem not to be able to put one foot in front of the other to face the new day, God can help bring about something new. When we think that there is no way possible, God says, yes, it is possible. God continues to point and to give to His people hope, hope to live, hope to enjoy, hope to give thanks for all that God has given. For God, the last word is never no. But for God, the last word is yes. For God, the last word is never death. For God, the last word is life. For God, the last word is not helplessness and hopelessness, but for God, the last word is hope and life and joy. So that's why we hear these stories about these two ladies whose sons die. And God says, no, that's not what I want. What I want is life and hope and joy. And that is what I offer to you and to everybody who calls on my name. Finally, in the person of Jesus, God shows us that even our hate and even the things which destroy us can be overcome. And new life can come not to just two boys in Bible stories or to Jesus, but to each and every one of us. That is the message of Scripture today. That new life is real. And that life in and through Jesus is life-giving. And there is always hope. So death and hopelessness are not the end of the story. but life and life everlasting in and through the gospel. Thanks be to God, y'all are here today. Thanks be to God, we are here today as we all gather to give thanks for the hope and new life that has been given to all of us. Amen.